my name is Bill. I live in New Paltz, New York. I'm calling regarding your roundtable discussion this morning. There were a couple of points I wanted to make. One, as the parent of a black man, I have had to have the conversation with my son. So the idea that young black men are tracked and that they have to have special caution is very real. No one should ever take that one for granted. The other thing is there was some discussion of pursuing possible federal charges. I'm not sure where that goes, but the one thing that struck me more than anything was the jurors' comment that they followed their heart in assessing George Zimmerman's actions. Not the law, their heart.
This is Susan Goldman. I'm calling from Woodstock, New York, regarding David Nightingale's commentary, Rails with Trails, from Sunday, July 21st. And while it's a lovely vision that Dr. Nightingale proposes, and we know it's done in other places, having rail with trail, unfortunately, the terrain, the width of the track, and the disrepair along the rail line doesn't really support having rail with the trail through much of the 38 miles of this route. The disrepair, the expense of putting it together would be huge. This is not just another hiking trail, the Catskill Mountain Rail Trail, that is being proposed, but a real long-distance multi-use trail, which will ultimately connect Bel Air Mountain to the walkway over the Hudson. There are not many long-distance trails. Anybody who wants to look at the engineering and the research on this can go to the Ulster County Planning Department's website.
My name is Rob Fessler. I'm from Rhinebeck, New York. But I'm calling regarding Dr. Herb London's recent jaw-dropping commentary about President Obama's remarks on race and racism. Dr. London's ideas are a perfect example of what is killing our country as it tries to grapple with what is a very complicated subject of race. For centuries, the pendulum has swung so far against African Americans, it has literally been criminal. And the moment that the pendulum even remotely begins to return to the center, people like Dr. London cry foul, going so far as to even question the legitimacy of an African-American's experience, such as President Barack Obama. In describing the opportunities afforded to Obama, Dr. London all but calls him uppity, a word that white people have long used against African-Americans they perceive did not know their place. It's time that such offensive and arcane ideas and comments made by people like Dr. London are brought into the searing light of day and identified for what they truly are, racist.